Report: 5 staff advisors abandoned Kyrsten Sinema for hanging Arizona constituents out to dry. By Wendell Hasebo on October 21, 2021. 5 staff advisors have abandoned Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, for neglecting Arizona constituents over opposing President Biden's $3.5 trillion reconciliation proposal. "You have become one of the principal obstacles to progress, answering to big donors rather than your own people," the group of advisors publicly wrote to Sinema in the New York Times. "We shouldn't have to buy representation from you, and your failure to stand by your people and see their urgent needs is alarming," they added. The group is apparently angered by Sinema's opposition to nuking the filibuster, raising taxes, and enacting massive welfare subsidies not seen since the 1960s, when Lyndon Johnson enacted an agenda he called the Great Society. Sylvia Gonzalez-Anders, who signed her name on the letter obtained by the New York Times, complained to the publication that nobody knows where Sinema stands on far-left polices. "Nobody knows what she is thinking because she doesn't tell anybody anything. Democrats were out desperately trying to help her win the seat, and now we feel like, what was it for?" Anders said. "It's very sad to think that someone who you worked for that hard to get elected is not even willing to listen." Sinema responded to the staffer's decision to leave the senator's side by thanking the advisors for their work. "While it is unfortunate that apparent disagreement on separate policy issues has led to this decision," she said, "I thank them for their service and will continue working every day to deliver for Arizona's veterans who have sacrificed so much to keep us safe and secure." On Wednesday, The Wall Street Journal reported Sinema opposes the massive tax increase proposed in Biden's reconciliation package. Her stance is now pushing Democrats to plan more seriously for a bill that doesn't include those major revenue increases, the Journal wrote. Sinema, along with Senator Joe Manchin's DWV position, has caused Biden to reduce the top-line number of the reconciliation package from $3.5 trillion to around $2 trillion. Losing the rate increases would punch a significant hole in the Democrats' plans for funding the package, now expected to cost around $2 trillion over a decade, the Journal added. The new number includes subsidized childcare and universal preschool. Medicare would be expanded, and money would be allocated toward climate change programs. The reduction of the top-line number would reduce a few welfare priorities. The extended child tax credit from the coronavirus package in March would only be lengthened for a year, while subsidized family leave benefits would also be reduced from 12 weeks to 4. Free community college is reportedly nixed, and the amount of money allocated towards subsidized housing would be reduced. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.